Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have a very special guest, a little different timing than normal. Bill Haney is back from Theater by the Sea. Always great to see Bill here with us.
Hello, Mike.
Nice to have you back. And this is a little bit unusual because normally we're dealing with stars of various shows that have come in. But because the 4th of July holiday messed us up a little bit here at the station timing-wise, we get the privilege of having you
On this one.
I know. Yep. Talk about The Bodyguard.
And the good news is at least I know about that show.
There you go. I don't particularly know about the show. I've never seen it.
Exploring it. Yep.
Well, I look forward to a lot of great music in show. And let's start off by talking about the season's half over already, believe it or not. And Bodyguard opens this Wednesday with previews on Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday night, opening night, the big night. I'll be there. Can't wait.
Runs for 4 weeks.
All right. That's going to run until the 5th of August. And then after that, the big hit, Jersey Boys, coming back.
And then the summer's over.
We don't want to talk about that part right now.
I agree with you.
Let's talk about what's happened so far in the season. Started off with a bang with My Way, which did pretty well.
I got to tell you something. That was the record-breaking first week, record-breaking biggest grossing show in the history of the theater.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Keep in mind, that time of year, all the people aren't here yet.
Right.
And it did that well. And it continued to just go crazy and do so much business.
Wow.
And then the one that just ended.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh my God, that thing was
It was beautiful.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It was aptly titled.
Yeah, so true. And you saw it, so you can attest to it if you liked it. I think you did.
Yeah.
How good that cast was, and especially her.
Oh, Monet.
Terrific.
Was just Monet Sable. There's a name to remember. I don't say that very often about
people. Powerhouse performer.
But she has something. When I was interviewing here, Bill, she was sitting where you're sitting. And I said eventually, towards the end of the program, I said to the audience that was listening, I said, I wish you had a camera on her, because her every time she spoke, she was so enthusiastic. Her face would light up. Her hands would move. She was just so psyched about doing the show.
That's terrific when you get one of those types of interviews.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. And it showed in the show itself. Great cast all around, but she was a bright light.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And that did, again, we're so lucky at Theater by the Sea, doing lots of business this year. It's crazy, the shows, how they're selling.
Yeah,
they're great titles, number one. The titles are terrific, and we're always lucky enough to most of the time deliver good performances and good shows, which is what keeps people coming back.
I think you're being modest by saying most of the time.
It's hard to
find one that wasn't. So I would say most, like 99.9.
Good thing you could say it. I didn't want to,
Well, okay, the theater opened up with My Way, the Frank Sinatra tribute, as we mentioned, and then Beautiful, and also the restaurant opened with hitch in the get along.
They little pipe back up and ended up renovating the front room. It's on its way to a major renovation. I don't know if you saw the renderings, but we were waiting for next year for the major renovation of the restaurant because it still looks pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But then they had a pipe issue and they said, well, we might as well start with the floor. So they put the floor in and the rest will follow next year. But doing terrific. And the cabaret is back.
And that's going to be old friend Frank O'Donnell is going to be
Frank, and we've got Poppy, and we've got several guest hosts, and whoever and our amazing cast come out and do their thing. But we've really made it more of a variety show with having a terrific MC like Poppy, like Frank, you know, right, that they can carry the show probably 80%. But we do push them off for one of our performers to come up once in a while because people love seeing them. And yeah, it's been doing terrific. It's been a long time since Cabaret was at this theater.
Yeah, it's been a few years now because of the situation.
Yep, but absolutely.
It back in the day, it was so much fun. I know as a former cast member, I looked forward to those nights where we'd go out.
I love it.
You know, what's also interesting is sometimes you get cast members doing things that they're not noted for doing.
That's mostly, well, we always tell them, they just saw the show, so do something that you like to do.
Right.
And they do that. So they'll pick out of their book their favorite songs, and well, it could be a skit, it could be a couple people up on the stage, it could be anything goes, which is so much fun.
Well, there you go. Yep. So that's the Cabaret, and those, if you're interested in information for that, always go to the website, which is theaterbythesea.org.com.
.com.
And check out all the shows and check out the Cabaret. But let's get to a little music.
We're
basically here to talk about
The Bodyguard.
And let's start with a biggie right off the top, Queen of the Night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll talk about the show.
All right. Bodyguard. That's opening this week at Theater by the Sea. And Bill, let's talk a little bit about this show. Hasn't been around very much. A lot of people know the movie.
They know it is the movie. Pretty much follows the movie script, which is a terrific script, supported by all that amazing music. I did this show 3 or 4 years ago at North Shore, and it was an absolute hit. We didn't expect it, to be honest with you, because it, you know, I love it, and maybe you love it, maybe not everybody loves it, but they loved it. It did so much business, Mike. And then, and we had and the trick to that, you know, try to find a Whitney.
Right.
That's the trick.
Just like Carole King. was.
Just like Carole King, yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. And you know, I mean, you'd have to say there's only one Whitney. There mm-hmm. really is only one Whitney, was only one Whitney. But we come pretty darn close to people who you actually will believe it yeah. is Whitney. And Frank, the security guard boyfriend, and mm-hmm. And the whole amazing cast. It's a really good story. As I said, we're excited, and this is a rock solid cast.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait. Let's go out with this two songs from the show to close up this segment. The Greatest Love of All, which everybody knows, and Saving All My Love. We'll listen to those two, then take a short break and be back with more of Bill Haney and Theater by the Sea.
try to resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you. It's not very easy living I just break down and cry, 'cause I'd rather be home feeling blue. So I'm saving all my love for you. You used to tell me we'd run away together. Love gives you the right to be free.
Bill Haney's Theater by the Sea is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and tonight I'm very pleased to have the man himself here. Bill Haney is here, and I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about the season, which is halfway over already. I know we don't like to hear about that in New England, that the summer's almost half gone, but but that's the truth, and it's been very successful, as we mentioned in the beginning. A lot of great shows, My Way and Beautiful, very successfully done. And we talked about The Bodyguard coming up this week. But, Bill, I want to mention that you have some extra things in there from people that want to get to the theater again.
Yeah, it's
because sometimes four times isn't enough.
It's true, especially if you're out on vacation or you're spending the entire summer there.
Right.
It's a great thing to have there so you can go out. But we added the Monday night concerts.
Right.
There's scattered throughout the season.
Yeah. Well, the 24th is the first one with the doo-wop.
The doo-wop. Well, that's the second one. We already did one
a couple weeks ago. Next one coming up.
And the doo-wop's Harvey Robbins. He's got some great acts coming in. It's always a crowd pleaser, and then we've got, I think, two more after that.
Beth
Level and Seth Radetzky.
They're on the 31st.
Yep, Seth is from Sirius Broadway. He's one of the big DJs there, and Beth is a friend and a fantastic Broadway actress. She has been in everything. She is just absolutely unbelievable, and this should be a show that I know I won't miss.
Right, and then on the 28th of August, it's four yep. Broadway stars.
Yep. My friend Stephen always brings in four people from various Broadway shows. And the reason also we're on a Monday is because the actors don't work on Monday.
Right.
So they can come off their Broadway show and do our show and get back to New York in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that's always a blast.
So keep tabs on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go on the website.
That'll be announced, I would imagine, at the last
probably
minute.
Probably sooner than later. Yeah. It's just a matter of tying people down, but you can just count on four great people. That I promise.
And then something very special on the 21st, Monday night, the 21st of August, your gala.
Yep, we decided late. We talked about it for like a year or two. We decided very late in the game to do it because it takes planning. But we've lined up so far, and I think everybody's accepting this, people from the past to come back and revisit the stage. I don't know how far your listeners go back, but we're talking back in the Tommy Brent days with Michael McGrath and Gary Lynch. They used to be the two star performers, and that's when they were very young. Mm-hmm. And Michael went off to Broadway and won a Tony. Gary does stuff everywhere. They're just two great people. Then we've also got Tara Jones, who was in Amos Behaven from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And let me think. We might have JP. You know JP.
Farragamo.
Comes out of Florida.
He actually was on. I did. It was very fortunate. My quartet did a couple of them, and JP was on with us.
Oh, cool.
When Katie Huffman was there.
Oh, sure. Okay, Katie. Yep. So, yeah. And the big surprise. And I can't believe he's gonna do it. And we got our fingers crossed. But Charles Shaughnessy from The Nanny.
Absolutely.
Who did a show.
Yeah,
he did our show. I think he did My Fair Lady.
Yes, My Fair Lady.
Several years ago.
Yeah, he sat right in that chair, and we had the interview right
there. Oh, that's great. I didn't know. That must have been terrific.
Yeah, you were with me. I have a picture.
All three of us? I don't remember.
All three of us together.
Goes back 10 years easy. Yeah. He's just one of the nicest people on the planet. I can really say that. Talented, but more importantly, just a nice man. And so we're throwing it all together. And the tickets, ready for this, are going to be, every seat in the house is the same price. When they go on sale, run to get them because they're all the same price,
$90.
Which is going to be.
That's a special night.
Absolutely. And then we're trying to put something together now with the restaurant where if people want to go and do a pre and post
little party or something.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to have additional tickets available for that, but it should be a lot of fun. We're excited about it, and people that we've told are also excited about it. So keep your fingers crossed.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that, and we'll keep you posted on that. Let's get back to Bodyguard and listen to another piece of music from that. This is Run to You.
I wanna run. one cares for me. Oh, what's the sense of trying hard to find your dreams without someone to share it with? Tell me, what does it mean? I wanna run to you, you.
Bill, one of the things we want to talk about is that there's always something new at Theater by the Sea. Something is changing. Something is improved.
Yeah, I get bored sometimes. But this this is important this year because the old broads turned 90, and at 90, you need a little bit of a facelift. So we did a bunch of things that we just wanted to do and needed to be done. A lot more shingling. We're always shingling that building.
Yeah.
But the fun stuff is we put new carpet in. The entrance coming in has all been redone. That stairway looking thing.
Yeah,
it's
all
beautiful.
Stone now.
We put a big patio out by the gazebo with tables and
which
chairs.
Which is great. You don't sink into the grass.
You don't sink
anymore.
In. You don't ruin my grass because that's what I kept making me crazy. I said, why does this grow? we put some. I don't know if you've seen the lights. The beautiful lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes it elegant. And so just beautiful out there at night.
Yeah.
And what else do we do? And again, we're always doing something.
Yeah.
And next year, as we said, the restaurant will do its thing. So, you know, 90 years old, whenever we get 90, if we get 90, we'll know you're always going to go to the doctor and you're fixing something, you know?
There you go. Well, 90, I get it. That's why the ticket prices are so reasonable for the gala.
That's it. Because everybody said, it should be 150. I said, yeah, I know, but it's always about the money. It's not really always about the money. I said 90 on the 90th is the right number in every seat, as I said, in the house. So you could be paying 90 for the front row or 90 for the last row.
Right.
So when it goes on sale, always keep an eye on our website, but that felt like the right number for me.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music before we take our next break, and this is called I Have Nothing.
Share my love, take me for what I am. run from myself. There's nowhere to hide.
Theater by the Sea is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, pleased to be sitting with Bill Haney, the owner, operator, and all-around good guy of Theater by the Sea, celebrating his 90th birthday.
Yeah, I look good, don't it, for 90?
Actually, the theater is celebrating its 90th birthday. We talked a little bit about that and some improvements. One of the other amazing things that happens at the theater is it's always busy.
Yeah.
Monday is supposed to be a dark day.
Yep.
But we've already talked about Broadway stars coming in on Monday night, and we've talked about this happening, and then what happens in the morning? Well, yeah. We have things in the morning for kids, and there's summer camp goes on. There's all kinds of things that happen. You've got a kids show coming up on July 21st. Called Matilda
Junior. Well, I don't know if you know, Matilda was a big Broadway show, right. and they released a lot of like Lion King Junior or Aladdin Junior.
Most of them it was Music Man Junior.
It's a great because they chop them down in time, and it's just fun for the kids. And this one's really, I love these because it's all of our camp kids that work for weeks to put this together, and then perform it. It used to be, we used to do two shows. We're up to three shows because they sell out.
Sure.
Because a lot of aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas out there.
Well, and people that just appreciate it.
And regular audience loves coming. And it's great for the kids. Just you know, in the show, bring them to see what, you know, but they maybe want to go to the camp next year. You never know.
That's going to be on the 21st, and it's going to be a 10 o'clock, a noontime, and a 2 o'clock show.
Yep.
So you can get your tickets the same way you get all the tickets by going to theaterbythesea.com and make sure that, you know, you check that list and don't get shut out.
No, it happens so often.
Then again,
you just told me the story. You couldn't get my way tickets.
That's right. I was trying to get tickets for a client, and I couldn't find two seats together because I waited too long.
That's it.
Don't wait.
I tell people that.
Okay. And then on the 28th, you have a magic show with David Garrity.
Always fun.
And that's going to be fun. And one that both of us said we'd probably like to see. I don't know if I'll get there, though. It's Bubble Mania.
I hear so many good things about this. It comes every year. And
right.
They said, this, Bill, you would love this, you know, so maybe I'll make this one. Except it's too early.
Yeah, I know. It's tough for you. Because
yeah,
you have a
I live
lifestyle.
A little far away.
And that's on August 4th. And then on August 18th, we have Bryson Lang coming in. A little comedy, a little juggling, and just fun. So
yep.
those are going to be geared for the younger audiences on those times and dates. So check that out. We're talking about Bodyguard. We've talked about how fortunate you are to be able to find a talent to be a Whitney Houston look-alike. Mm-hmm. Not look-alike, but sound-alike.
And look a little like also. Well,
there you go.
People have to believe it's Whitney.
You just kind of use your imagination slightly. And there you
saw Carole King.
I know. She was... Now I forget what the real Carole King looks like because I'm always going to have her in my mind.
What was her name you said?
Monet Sable.
Monet. She looked like her. Looked like Carole King. And more importantly, the voice and the singing part was Carole King.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about Bodyguard. Another song from there is a biggie, One Moment in Time. Bill, time to wrap it up. We've had a great time talking about some amazing things that happen at Theater by the Sea, and the show that's coming this week, Bodyguard, going to have a lot of great songs. We're going to close with one more great song after we're done here, which is the I Will Always Love You, which will now be an earworm for everybody, right?
Honest to God.
That'll just stick in your head.
That's what it does, because it's already in mind.
Well, I want to thank you for making a special effort to come in.
I loved it, as always. We never run out of things to talk about.
No, we could go for another hour. I do want to mention that theaterbythesea.com is where you should go to check out all the events that are remaining. We got all the show. We got two shows left to go here, Bodyguard and then Jersey Boys. And then we've got all those kids shows we talked about and the special on the Monday nights and the big gala, the $90, 90-year.
$90, 90-year, yep.
Yeah, I love that gala, so check that out. And want to mention one more time, Bravo Restaurant.
Yep, Bravo by the Sea.
Is open. And that's a great place to go.
It's so convenient. Park the car once, go to the restaurant, enjoy a nice dinner, go to the gazebo for one drink before the first act, come out at intermission, and then go back to see the second act. If you're on a Friday or Saturday night, then go to the cabaret.
There you go. Now, for people that haven't been to Theater by the Sea, I know there's some of you, that live a little bit north, perhaps have a problem driving that 10-15 minutes, or half an hour or 45 minutes, whatever it is. Please try to check it out. It's beautiful. I mean, if you go to a theater in Providence, there's nothing wrong with that. But you fight for a parking, you pay for the parking, you hope that nothing happens between the time you're walking.
And those are big theaters, too.
Right.
If you don't get a good seat, you're in another zip code, you know?
I know. So check out Theater by the Sea, intimate and fun.
Yep.
And very beautiful. The grounds are beautiful. We talked about the gazebo and the improvements there. So check all that out. It's just a wonderful time. And you can also do it the old-fashioned way if you want information or tickets. You can call Vinny.
Vinny.
Call
absolutely.
Vinny at 401-782-8785. And if you're one of those alpha-type people and want the letters, it's 782-TKTS. That'll help you remember it. So check out all the shows that are going on. Bill, thanks again for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike, for this extra special summer bonus for me.
There we go, a summer bonus program. Yep. We'll go out now with From the Bodyguard, I Will Always Love You. See you next time on Conducting Conversations.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I'm not afraid to die. but above all this, I wish you
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.